Hello, and welcome to A Few Moments of Inspiration and Loving Conversations with C. Melita Webb. Today, I was looking for a topic for us, and it was a little challenging because I wasn't sure what I could do to follow up with yesterday's episode, and I hope you had time to listen. And I woke up feeling a little sadness in my heart, which is unusual for me. And I of course walked with it because this is my life. And as I sit there, I was trying to find a orange flower. And, of course I had to put some color in my screen, and lo and behold, a beautiful mauve dahlia showed up. And as I was looking at that dahlia, I just started smiling. And the blues in my mind cleared away. And it made me think how amazing and faithful our God is. Because he always knows what we need. I was searching for something that I clearly could do without, but I thought it would be interesting because I wanted to know the name of a flower. And when that mauve blossom showed up, it was like a little flare of greetings, love, and reassurance from God. Instantly, my heart warmed, my frown retreated, and smiles carried my sadness away. So to me, that was God's acknowledgement that I needed a little something special in my day. God's beauty is a reminder to just breathe in goodness and let our blues fade away. Now, God's beauty can be many things. It can be a bird singing up in a tree above. It can be a cool breeze that just helps you breathe. It can be a child that you love. Your favorite tune on the radio. It can be flowers that someone gives you, or it can just be waking up knowing that you're loved. See, beauty is something unique to everybody. What's beautiful, refreshing to you may be nice to me. And what's beautiful and refreshing to me may not be your cup of tea. See, purple is what always sets my mind free. Purple reminds me that I am loved, I am okay, and to just breathe. So no matter what else is going on in my day, whether I can actually see or I can just imagine, I know there's something special for me. And 9 times out of 10, it's beauty in the tones of purple, mauve, and rose. But the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life is just love. And I think that love is colorful, you know? And so I don't know what beauty looks like to you. And I don't know if you have a favorite color or if you have a favorite way of feeling God's love or if you just have a way of feeling love. But for me, anything wrapped up in purple turns my sadness and my blues away. So I am going to do a session in just meditation to help my day. And I'm hoping that you have a form of meditation, or maybe just will take this step in this walk of faith with me. So I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to breathe deep. I'm going to picture the blue of the sky. I'm going to picture the green of the grass. And I'm going to picture purple flowers all around. See, the beauty of imagination is that you can be anywhere you want to be. You can be someone who sees clearly, or you can be visually impaired like me. I think it's harder for people who are colorblind or people who have never seen color or seen anything. But I know that joy is found in each one of our hearts. It just has to be something that you recognize that brings a smile to your face, that warms your heart. Or as the old folk says, something that tickles your fancy. Whatever you are feeling, going through today, just breathe. Breathe and focus on God's love and God's peace. And whatever that looks like for you is perfect. So I'm going to wish you well, and I'm going to say a special prayer for both of us, for all of us, because these are trying times, and we just need to breathe. Breathe and trust that the Creator will make all things right. Have a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of peace. Until we speak again, goodbye.